Busy week. We got Nitzavim, we got Rosh Hashanah, and there's no coincidence that Nitzavim comes right before Rosh Hashanah. It happens every year. Pasuk, which has become famous lately. How does the Pasuk become famous?
You say it's famous.
You say it's famous, A, and B, the Pasuk becomes famous because somebody puts it to a song. Right? I believe one of my kids walked down the aisle to the song, Ki karev elecha adavr ma'od. Right, beficha ubelvavcha la'asayso, that this thing is very close to you. It's in your lips and it's in your heart to do. Now, there is so much confusion about this pasuk as to what exactly and what precisely is this pasuk talking about. What is the machlekes harishonim? So let's begin with Rashi. Rashi says that this pasuk primarily. That's me. So this pasuk.
I stopped singing the song because I came
into it. Oh, it's so funny, because Hashem runs the world. So, what's pshat? One pshat number one is the pshat in Rashi on the pasuk, that he says that this pasuk is talking about Torah. It says, Ki karev elecha adav ma'od beficha ubelvavcha lasoso. It's in your mouth, and it's in your heart to do it. And he brings kama v'kama rayas, namely from Erev in Nunhei, you can bring rayas where the pasuk there says, where Rava says, lo b'shamayimi, that the Torah is not in Shamayim, it's not far away, and etc. And Rashi over there says that the intent of the pasuk is talking about Torah, that if it was in Shamayim, we'd have to go up and get it. But it's right here, we don't have to do that. That's many of the ideas when it comes to that. Furthermore, based on this mahalach, when it says ki karev elecha adav remiod beficha bavav chalasosa, because the ideal mitzvah when it comes to learning is, as it says in Erevin Nundalad, ki chayim heim lemotzeim. It is something, is a higher level mitzvah when the words come out of our lips. You know, when I was young and I entered into the base measure, I see guys sitting alone and they're singing and they're clarinet and they're singing the Gemara out loud. Says the Gemara to Erevin, Al tikri lemotzeihem, ela lemotzieihem, bepeh. That the idea is not for who finds it, but for those who extract it from their mouths, because the idea of Torah is beficha ubilvavcha la'asoyso. It's from your lips to do it. It's a higher level mitzvah, avaharaya. You may not have to make birchas haTorah on hirhur divrei Torah. If you merely think of Torah, you may not have to say birchas haTorah. When do you have to say birchas haTorah? When you utter it, because that is a cheftza of Torah. The Griz is mechalik of two different parts of Torah, and you have many, many different people who use this pasuk of Ki karev elecha adav remot, is very close to you. Everybody can do it. Bevicha b'vav chalasosa, to talk about Talmud Torah. That's mechalik number one. Mechalik number two is that of the Ramban. The Ramban al Torah says that this pasuk is talking about tshuva. Ki karev elecha hadavr ma'od, it's very close to you, beficha ubilvavcha la'asoso. Right? And the Ramban writes, kol ha'mitzvah asher nochi mitzavcha yom, aval ha'mitzvah zos, al tshuva niskeres. What about tshuva? Ki v'heshevota, where? Would you have to return? El levavecha. You have to come back on your heart. V'shavta ad Hashem elekecha. What mitzvah do you have to return to the heart? This is referencing, of course, that of tshuva. And he says, the godless is, because, and the Ramban writes, why does it say that it's very close to you? Let's say Klal Yisrael gets scattered to all corners of the earth. Guess what? Still in our ability, still in our ability to do it. You don't have to be in one specific place. Tshuva is on you all the time. It's not wondrous, it's not far from you. So it's within you. You don't need anything, right? Lulav. I have to go shop for lulav. Pick any mitzvah, tefillin. I have to go find it. I have to go find the cipher. This, that, the other thing. Tshuva? Only one place to look for tshuva. Inside yourself. Very bad pun that happened recently to me. You know, the best advice I got in the last couple of months was you're going on a trip, so when you take your luggage, make sure you get a tracker for your luggage. You know, the Apple tracker? So I said, great, okay. So I bought an Apple tracker. The luggage makes it home. I travel through Iceland, they make it home. I take the Apple tracker, And I find it. I hear the bloop, bloop, bloop. Oh, the apple tracker. So I go get it. And I don't know where I'm scared I'm going to lose it. So I take it and I put it in my back pocket. I say, oh, Givaldic, now I won't lose myself. Understand? I won't lose myself. I'll find myself. Thus is what tshuva is. Tshuva, you don't need anything. You don't need to go all over the world. It's with you all the time. Says the Ramban. That's what it means. Tshuva is a big deal. Right? It becomes hard, not because geographically it's challenging. You know why tshuva is hard? Because the other day somebody came over to me and he said to me, Storch, you messed up. You didn't tell people about something when you were supposed to tell them. As an administrator, I always got to tell people 14 different ways. So this is how you messed up. And I said, Taka, you're right. I didn't say it right. I argued with him. I did say it right 3 days later. But why did I argue with him? Because who wants to regret that they did something wrong? Because nobody ever wants to admit they make a mistake. This guy, Gottman, wrote a book about successful marriages. So in a book about successful marriages, you write about all the things people do wrong. Ironic, but true. And what's one of the things that people do wrong? So he points to something called the four horsemen. The four horsemen are all the ways that people argue in relationships. So the first one is, it starts off when one person accuses the other person of doing wrong. And you know what the second thing is? Well, the second person, has to withdraw from the conversation, right? Because what happens when you get accused of doing something? The most natural reaction is to withdraw. So kikar ve'lacha is very close to you, but there is a challenge, right? But beficha, we could do it simply by uttering words. Ramban writes later on of confession, of vidoy, bilvavka, to open up my heart, etc., etc. So that's great. So there's a big machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. Kikar ve'lecha hadavrim be'od. What is the davar? Beficha bilvavka lasos. This mitzvah that we're referencing, is it Torah or is it tshuva? But comes along Rabbi Simon in his Sefer Imrei Baruch, and he says something beautiful. He says, he quotes from Rav Shlomo Halevi Vorman. For those of you who don't know who that is, he was the Rosh Masifta Dehank. He wrote a sefer called Sheres Yosef. And he quotes him where he asks on the Ramban that certain kashas. And based on this, he quotes Rabbi Kalu, says the following. There's no difference between the two. Because Be'emes, there's a misunderstanding as to what tshuva is. What is tshuva? We think tshuva is admitting you're wrong. It is confessionals and Kabbalah La'asid, but really what tshuva is, that's the details involved in tshuva. But Begadol, what is the concept of tshuva? It's returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's recreating and reinforcing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the best way to reinforce and to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By learning His Torah. That's the objective. Yes, on a micro level, one has to do all of these pratim and details of tshuva. But ultimately, the greatest thing one could do for Hashem and for our relationship with Hashem is study His Torah. So the Rashi and the Ramban are saying two things. They're two, if you will, it's two sides of one coin. They're both saying that kikar ve'lecha adav remo b'ficha b'vavcha lasosa, what is very easy to do is what's very close to you, I should say, is to be able to establish this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are numerous different ways. There's tshuva and there's Talmud Torah, both of which are moving in that direction. I was just talking to somebody before and he's telling me that it's gevaldik that he's able to have a kesher with a certain grade in so many different ways as an advisor, because he was their advisor on a summer program. He gives chaburas, he tutors them. And it's not just one way of seeing them, but he sees them in multiple different ways. And when you're able to see somebody in multiple different ways, it's a great way to create that connection on a very deeper level. So similarly, when it comes to us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we have to do introspection of what we're doing wrong and how we can undo those averas. But the greatest way for us to do tshuva and get close to Hashem is to recognize and to learn more about Him, the Torah, the Chachmas Hashem. And when I sit and I shteig and I learn Torah, especially this week, what I'm doing is I'm creating that relationship with Hashem. So the next time I hear this song, and the next time I sing this song, Ki kara ve'lecha hadav remod, that this thing is very close to me, b'ficha b'lavcha l'asos, I just got to remember, open up my mouth, open up my heart. And if I do that, and I let HaKadosh Baruch Hu into those places, then the Mela, I'll be doing the highest form of tshuva and establishing my relationship with Hashem. Have an amazing Shabbos Kodesh.